It's a perfect day today. Dipping below 100 somehow or another. I don't know how that's happening.
Gold.
Do we take advantage of 98 degrees? I mean, is that a... You're still going to burn your face off or die out there if you try to do too much, but it's still...
I'm getting out there.
It feels great. Well, you should, Brady. You should start hobnobbing again. You're only plus for the last, what? And they said that. I was reading about that last night. And I talked to a friend who, by the way, bad news. A friend of mine has it again. So the coronavirus coming and going thing doesn't necessarily mean you can't catch it twice. He caught it in March and had it real bad through April. Took a lot of May and June off and started to feel okay about himself midway through June. Went out, did a thing. Somehow or another, got it again. Dude, surrounded by it. So he's going through it for a second time.
Jeez.
His 2020 is no fun. But the day he tested negative, he still was like 3 weeks later, I still wasn't doing anything. I thought, I think I'm all right now. He was scared. He was gun shy. Goes out. First thing he does, gets it again.
The hell, man?
I don't know how that happens.
Stay home. Yeah, somebody's trying to tell him.
Yeah,
stay
you
home.
Are not welcome in society, I think, is the key to think about there. But good luck with that, Brady. As you could very possibly keep testing positive for, I don't know, 6 to 10 weeks.
Until the new one comes out, then I can get that one.
The new one that tells everybody you're okay all the time?
No, that new swine flu.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Until we'll all have that. Well, that's going to kill all of us.
You're like our test monkey.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Yeah.
You just keep catching stuff and tell us how it goes.
He's going to hang on to the plus until it's not cool anymore. and then you do the new one and see how that goes. But, yeah, there's a chance you could continue to test for 6 to 10 weeks.
Yep.
And nobody wants you around for that. So you could – I don't know. When are you going to let Ronnie and Kirby back in the house?
I'll get tested again this week.
Yeah, but once you're negative, you're letting them back in?
Yeah.
What if you're positive again? They stay out again?
I there's more people that I had talked to that the one person was positive and the family stayed in the house. They just, you know, they quarantined to the bedroom area, the guy did or the woman, and they stayed negative the whole time.
Hmm. I mean, well, I'm sure it'll work out fine for you.
Yeah,
the
I'm
guy
sure
that I you should. Yeah, yeah. Getting it.
Yeah,
you know, was in a 2-bedroom condo with his wife, and he just tested negative.
The guy that gave it
yesterday.
To you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's okay.
Yeah, but his wife stayed, and I mean, they had a 2-bedroom condo, and he stayed in his bedroom the whole time, yeah. And she was in her place, and she remained negative the whole time.
So you're going to go on his template. That's the baseline you're going to run with.
No, not necessarily. Yeah. I want to. Do a little, you know, that's one of the things you got to think about. It's like, oh, what happens if it, you know,
yeah.
Putting myself
test positive,
putting myself in like Ronnie's shoes or like somebody on the other side of that.
I'm going back in.
Yeah.
Screw that noise.
And plus, if you continue,
especially with a kid,
you got the positive still, right?
Yeah.
Stay
last Friday.
Yeah. If you're positive again this week, you can't let them back in when you're plus.
No. Oh, yeah.
The whole time you're plus, they're out. And that's what I'm saying. You could go 6 to 10 weeks as a plus.
So, I know, yeah.
They can never come back. They won't see you again until September.
Which has its benefits.
Kirby's going to be married by the time you see her again next.
Man, it better be a cheap wedding.
Yeah, you're not even going to get to go to it, but you got to pay still.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah. Have you cheated at all, be honest, about Kirby coming in, giving Daddy a hug?
No.
Not even a little bit? Not through the screen? Or
no, I saw her that last week.
Drove by.
They drove by to pick up something.
Does she see, is it getting easier to not have her around more often? Like you're starting to get used to it?
Kirby, no.
Yeah, Ronnie out, no big deal. You can get rid of those. Those are dime a dozen. Those.
I miss them.
Yeah, but Kirby you miss. But what do you miss most?
You know, just the interaction.
Yeah.
She's at a good age, a fun age to be around. And
yeah, so are you. 55 is a fun age.
I got to share this.
Yeah, you're at a fun age. I like being around. I miss this. That's what I miss, Brady, is that you're at a fun age right now. I like to see you develop.
I still got game, man.
I like to develop into a 56-year-old. I mean, you're reading better. You're faster. You're fun.
Huh?
You're getting a lot of things done. I like watching Brady. It's a fun age. Nobody ever says that about like adults. Oh, you're at a fun age. What are you, 48?
I don't know. You say that about... You talk to a guy, what your 30s were a blast.
Oh, that's past. That's looking back. That's different.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
but right
different.
Now,
yeah. Nobody ever says, I mean, this is a fun age. Nobody ever says it about like a 48-year-old guy. You're really, this is going to be, being 48, I like seeing you. You're like, you're really at a fun age to be around. Nobody ever says that. It's like 12-year-olds. I think after 40,
the fun is. Like,
it's not. Yeah. It's not like you're not sitting there going, Eric's at 41. It's just fun to watch him and be around him. He's at a fun age.
Finally.
Like, I can say, hey, that was a fun year for me, or the 30s were great, but nobody ever wants to hang out with me because I'm at a fun age. People say that about their kids all the time. Oh, she's at such a fun age.
Not me.
So am I. No, your kids.
Not currently.
Your kids are not in a fun age. You hate your kids right now.
You're spitting the truth over there, Toledo. Yeah.
You know who you should do? Have Uncle Cesspool babysit your boy for a week and send him over to Brady's house.
Get him out of the house.
Yeah, that's what you should threaten him with. You know what? You're going to spend a weekend vaping at Brady's place.
He's got COVID. Watch out.
Watch out. You got to stay at Brady's for 3 days, you little prick, vaping in my house. You want
Give
diseases?
Me a drag, bro.
You want diseases?
Yeah.
Go share your stick with this guy. That's how it works. Yeah, anyway, it's time for the hot releases. They're upon us now. Brady, hopefully you don't continue on positive through all this fun age that Kirby's giving you.
Right.
Because, you know, maybe 13 won't be such a fun age. I've heard 13's miserable. That's when the girl starts hating her father. Like, you're not going to be daddy's little girl anymore. And I don't know if that's what you are. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I got to take advantage when, you know, she turns 12 at the end of July. I got to enjoy this year.
Matter of time before she starts looking at other dudes like, I'd rather have this than my dad around. And she's going to start hating you. Start cutting her thigh and dressing all goth.
Tick tock, tick tock.
Yeah, well, you're on that, so you'll keep an eye on it. All right, it's time for the hot releases. Eric's here with those. Eric, please, for God's sakes, release all the new things.
All right, we're going to be trapped in our houses. We need to have some fun, right? That's right. So we'll start off with a video game from Marvel, Iron Man Virtual Reality for the PlayStation Virtual Reality. You get the little goggles and all that.
Oh, cool. The VR.
Yeah, here's the trailer for it.
All right. I got you on. I don't know why you're not playing.
Yeah, turn me up, John.
I do. I got you on.
I don't know why that shuts
up.
11 hours, 15 minutes.
Told you we should have taken the faster flight.
I think the board prefers you wear a more conventional suit to these company meetings.
You can't outrun your past.
Is this the game?
This is the game. This is you with the goggles on.
Oh,
you're looking at.
Negative, sir.
It'd be better if that chick had less clothes on.
Well, if I've got VR goggles, I'm not playing video games.
No. Look at this game, man. It looks badass.
Great. I can show you something that's better.
Yeah, you get to wear the Iron Man suit, fly around, shoot people down.
Awesome.
Look at that.
Fantastic.
Lasers.
Or.
Cool.
I put them on and I go to the virtual porn and I knock myself silly. I'll take B, please.
You don't want to be Iron Man?
A different Iron Man.
No. Yeah. Oh, it'd be Steel Rebar Man.
You're missing out, John.
Brady is low Iron Man. He's got Centrum Silver Man.
Another game. I don't have a trailer for it. Well, it's just an update. They're making seasons for Fallout 76. So today's the update number 20, the Legendary Run. So
20 updates on that game?
Well, they're on 20 since it came out in like 2018.
Man.
This is a big one because they're introducing a whole like seasons. So this is the summer season. It's got like a game board and all types of craziness.
You still playing it?
Yeah, it's actually really cool now. Like when it first came out, it was pretty bad. But
all right, I might get it.
Now they have little rewards you can get.
How much is virtual reality? The whole setup?
I don't know. The goggles?
I think it's $500. I think
really for the PlayStation?
I think so.
Now, once you get it, can you just plug into your phone and watch porn? Like there's a website for that
VR stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean it's like a website, but do you have to buy more things, or is the VR set up for you, and then you go to their website?
John's curious.
Well, I'm going to want to beat off the VR porn.
Help him out. We got a month of lockdown here.
Yeah.
Let's get some VR porn.
I don't care if
we're
locked down or not. I'm going to do that in the front yard, just keep people away. But
$350 for the bundle.
$350, you get everything, and that includes like a website like thing.
Let's see.
For porn. Should I go to Castle later today and ask a
professional? Just Google how to watch
what do I need?
Porn
what?
On my PlayStation VR.
Things I need for porn VR. Items. Necessary items. Necesito. For porn. Virtual reality porn. Figure that out.
Might as well get it, right?
Load it up. Get the bundle and we'll fire it over to the house later.
All right.
Brady, this might be a good purchase for you. You're all alone in the house.
Double down on that.
Yeah, you get two of those.
Yeah, Brady needs one.
Yes, if your porn video supports 360 degrees, you can watch it in your VR.
So, So I go to YouPorn, and then I put in
360
degrees. I already have it on my
VR.
It's a quick app.
Type in VR 360 degrees VR.
There we go. Let's just search that out. I don't know how it works, and I'm behind the curve on this one. 360. I'll just type that in. Oh, yeah. Oh, we're loaded. Loaded for bear here. We got loads of it.
So all you
got
to do is go to that site on your PlayStation.
Order that up. I'll give you my card.
All right.
Can I pick it up at Best Buy on the way home?
It could probably be delivered.
We'll get me some curbside just in case.
Really? You got to do this transaction right now like you're
fired
up.
Yeah.
The Iron Man. This was supposed to be fun. Iron Man virtual reality for the house.
You think this isn't going to be fun?
It was a great suggestion.
It's a great suggestion. It got me thinking about making more purchases. Like that Iron Man looks all right. That's good for people who are, you know, gay or bored or children.
Nerds.
Yeah. I'm not interested in that. I like my VR to be one thing and one thing only. Mental crack.
So you don't... I'm guessing you don't want Batman Arkham VR.
No, I don't want any VR of the games. Worlds. No games necessary.
You don't
want
to wait till the PS5?
No. I don't need games with it. I just want the helmet.
When is that coming out?
End of the year?
Yeah. Well, if there is an end of the year, I'm planning day by day. I'm living like an alcoholic. I'm not sitting here going, well, in December. Who knows what in December? We might be eating each other in December.
All right, let's get to the streaming. We'll start off with Netflix. New show coming out called Homemade. Acclaimed filmmakers from around the world channel their creative energies during COVID-19 isolation with this diverse, genre-spanning collection of short films.
Okay. So, is that George Lucas?
Yeah, that's wannabe George Lucas.
Everyone is at home.
Me escucha?
I don't know if I'm into this.
This is exactly what we're living, isn't it?
Yeah. Get me out of here!
People make short films.
Your Highness.
Your Majesty. Shall we take a tour?
They're playing with toys.
The puppets.
Yeah, they're playing with toys.
This might be interesting. Might be a couple gems in here.
Who got drunk and fell asleep on the beach.
Oh. Right, that might be interesting. Homemade. Okay.
We all loved Unsolved Mysteries and Robert Stack.
Couldn't get enough of that show.
Well, it's back. Without Robert Stack.
The Stack is back?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, okay.
No,
the Stack is not back. There is no host for this Unsolved Mysteries. It's on Netflix.
That's the biggest mystery of all.
Yeah, where
Who's
did the host,
the host
go?
Where's Robert Stack? Another Unsolved Mystery.
See, now Larry wants to play.
You what?
Larry wants to play.
That was like one of my favorite shows.
It's one of the best shows ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on.
That's what we're asking for.
It kind of was the start of Dateline's mysteries bigger. And all that.
I'm going to find out.
Tonight, we may have something sinister going on.
They have the
All
music.
These years, we never spoke of it.
Unexplained events.
It just doesn't make
that
sense.
That was the impression. Like you had to do Robert Stack after you watched.
Absolutely.
Oh, they're going all over the world with this.
People who speak French.
I won't forget about it.
Tonight. On Unsolved Mystery.
He just did it all the time while it was on. The whole time the show was on, you'd say what he said. And they'd dress him up under that lampshade.
I was a kid, and I remember going into my mom. Mom, I am Robert Stack. Unsolved Wow.
On Unsolved
It's George Mysteries. Lopez hosting the whole thing.
I don't want to. That's a mystery. That's a mystery of why I'm watching.
That would be an interesting Unsolved
Why
mysteries.
Am I looking at that?
Next up, we got George Lopez. We'll do it for half of his new comedy special on Netflix. It's only 51 minutes long. That seems kind of short, doesn't it?
He's doing half.
Yeah, he is definitely doing half.
Hour. It's an hour special.
Chico! I love my community. I love Latino people all over the world. We don't know each other, but we follow this simple rule. You with one bean, you with the whole burrito.
Jeez, that's threatening.
Wow. Yeah.
And racist. Okay. Can I repeat that? Or can I say, hey, George, I promise I won't with the beans?
Something about beans, I heard.
And Brady her burrito.
Yeah. I'm watching that.
George Lopez cooking show. I know where I'm going for lunch. Get me a burrito.
That sounds pretty good. He sold some burritos and a VR hat.
Man, we're selling all types of things.
It's a good day for the hot release.
What else you got?
I'm planning for the month-long shutdown of masturbating in my burrito.
I thought Brady might have mentioned this show. It's on Amazon Prime, Hannah, Season 2. I think it's like a...
No, just the movie.
Oh, the movie? Okay, this is the show. But you said the movie was pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I liked it. 3 stars.
John turned us down.
Oh, sorry, I'm watching porn.
that Dermot Mulroney or whatever his name is?
Dermot Mulroney. Tonight, on Unsolved Mysteries, what happened to Dermot Mulroney's career?
Hannah's got like kind of an evil stare. I don't know.
Is Hannah based on the old movie?
I think so, yeah. It's kind of the same premise.
All right.
Next up, Hamilton is coming to Disney Plus.
Wildly offended by Hamilton.
Are you? I've never seen
Alexander
it.
Hamilton was a white man. How in the world are all these people of color playing Alexander Hamilton?
And they never danced around.
Never.
Like that.
And they didn't rap back then. This is some sort of a. This is culturally, I think I'm supposed to be upset about.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Do you really want to watch it on TV, though?
I don't know.
It's more of a live thing.
The $10 founding father without a father got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter, daughter to your union.
I don't know what it's about, but I imagine.
About Hamilton.
That's it. That's what I'm guessing. The title doesn't really give you much. But Hamilton was hip, evidently.
That is true, John.
You could rap.
Let's get to the music. We have an album out from Willie Nelson. Doesn't he release an album every week now?
Pretty much. He's getting it all out of the way.
I feel like there was one that just came out not too long ago.
They just record what goes on in his house.
Oh, okay. First Rose of the Spring is the name of the album.
Go get him, Willie.
Georgia.
Stop it.
The first time that he saw her.
And that's it. That's the song.
That's it. That's
he kind of ran out of air.
Strong start.
Ran out of it. It's the end, too.
Bro. A lot of pot. A lot of pot going on there.
I love Willie. He's like 90 now.
You know who Paul Weller is?
Wasn't he RoboCop?
Yeah. No, that was Peter Weller.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's on the History Channel a lot.
Uh-huh.
We have Paul Weller with On Sunset, his new album.
The record.
I guess this is the official trailer for the
music as well.
Am I supposed to know who Paul Weller is?
Yeah, you are.
Who is he?
It was fun to make and relatively easy.
From like,
easy, you know,
like the Squeeze or something like that.
Is he?
He's a British man.
Yep.
I can tell by his accent.
Yep, got that. And the fact that he's surrounded by Union Jack flags.
I'm not often one to get particularly nostalgic, but it was the first time I'd been in that particular part of the strip for a long, long time. And I remember back to when I first went to L.A. as a kid.
He looks like Mick Jagger.
Yeah, what in the world is he?
From the Jam in the Style Council.
Come on, John.
I don't know what any of that is.
We might start with...
Okay. Well, that guy has an album out. Some old man walking around on Sunset Strip wants you to
kind of the
reminisce
British
with him.
New Wave.
The great...
Those groups.
Paul Weller.
I'm not familiar.
Are you a Paul Weller guy?
Tripp knows Paul Weller.
That's what we have. We just found out he's in the Jam. I don't know. What's the Jam? Who's the Jam? Yeah, sing a little Jam for me.
Yes.
Oh, you just pissed him off.
Oh, wow.
That's an insult.
Do you know, I know
it's
the,
just so old, Tripp. We don't, go back that far.
I know what the difference between jelly and jam is. You don't want to know that.
Yeah. Late 70s punk band?
Oh, okay. Well, that's why I didn't. My parents had jobs.
Thanks, Wikipedia.
Wouldn't
Toledo.
Let me do that. Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah.
Do you have any music from them?
Oh, would you like some? I'll get some.
Huh.
Yeah. What was their hit?
Hit. Come on.
I don't know. Tripp was like mad at us because we didn't know the Jam.
Brady, you know the name. Do you know the songs?
I knew that. I couldn't name a title of their song, but if you said, I would recognize.
Well, that's. If somebody played it and said, this is the Jam, I would be like, yeah, I believe that is what I see.
Got to play an ad. Hang on.
Yeah, I would recognize when you played a Jam song and told me it was the Jam. Yeah, me too.
It's Paul Weller, man.
Oh, that's the Jam that you're playing
for
me.
All
right, here we go. Never heard of my life.
That's their Jam. That's Entertainment.
Did you know that, Brady?
What about the Style Council? That one I'm
Is that one you're going to know?
So you don't know the Jam. You were wrong.
I don't know the Jam.
All right. But the Style Council, somebody play that for you, you'd recognize.
Because I remember someone was playing it. I was visiting DePaul University. I was dating a girl there, and they had it playing the
Style Council
dorm room. Yeah.
All right, well. There you go.
Yep, that was it. That was the jam.
Chip's so pissed off at you. He just came down and shook his head.
I'll gladly tell you the difference between jelly and jam. I don't know this music.
Do you know this song, Brady? I know this one, but...
Yeah, I don't know the title of it, but...
My ever-changing moods.
Ah.
Is this an oldie?
This is an oldie. Like 81, I think.
This is 81? This sounds like early 70s.
84, sorry.
84?
What?
Yeah.
Olympics of 80. This is Mary Lou Retton age?
Well, we should know this, then.
The Style Council was like, you know, with Haircut 100 and that kind of group.
I got nothing.
Awful.
And I know a good amount of
80s Squeeze.
Stuff. I know tons of 80s stuff. I don't know anything about that. I know The Squeeze and I know Haircut 100. I don't know this one. And I'm kind of glad I don't. Do you know the difference between jelly and jam? I can't jam. I mean, whoops. I can't jelly my fist down your throat.
You know, make amends, John. Buy a trip of virtual reality PlayStation.
I'm getting everybody one. Merry early Christmas, everyone.
People are telling us on text that you need to buy Oculus Rift and not the PlayStation VR bundle.
Okay. This is the type of information I need.
Why?
Get me an Oculus Rift.
I don't know. Oculus Rift is like $550.
And it's better.
That's what everybody's saying.
All right. Okay. Because I've got.
And our listeners would know.
Oh, yeah. No, if there's any group of people, I'm like, hey, what's the best thing to beat off with? That list from KUPD listeners is so much better than all the others.
Next up, we got some metal music for you. Bury Tomorrow. Their album is called Cannibal. Here's an official video for you.
Oculus Rift, your phone, and a Bible. Cannabis Rift. Bury Tomorrow is the name of the band.
Bury Tomorrow. Cannibal.
Chicks got a hot in that video.
The Jam.
Yeah, they're covering a, what was it? The Jam Society?
Yeah, this is Paul Weller's.
What
Style
was the other
Council.
The Style
That's
Council.
Shout to the top.
Style Council, yeah.
When you went to that girl's place at DePaul and she was playing Style Council, just say, oh, she's a lesbian. And leave right away? Or no?
No.
Did
you just started dancing.
Did you finish? Did you close the deal with the Style Council girl?
No.
No. Broke up before you could get through the end of the album, huh?
Oh. John, yeah. Do not buy the PlayStation VR for porn. Cords ruin everything, okay. And it's not a great quality picture. Cords everywhere. Do the Oculus. Trust me.
Man.
Done.
That's a lot of Yelp reviews we're getting.
Man. Order up that Oculus.
Five stars.
From these sticky listeners that know everything.
And finally, this is kind of sad, John. This girl, who's fairly attractive. Her
Very
name's
cute.
Aaliyah. Aaliyah Starbird. She died in 2016.
What is with people named Aaliyah?
Well, they don't all die.
Geez, she's dead, Toledo.
Yeah.
Shut up.
That's his point. He's saying the two Aaliyahs he knows in his life have both passed.
She died in 2016 from cancer. Oh. So we have a posthumous release.
Oh, she was a singer?
Yeah. So
not a song. Not, this
album
isn't
about is Aaliyah.
Her. Oh, it took 4 years to put this together?
I guess. I don't know.
Paul Weller have anything to do with it?
I think so.
Was she in the Style Council?
No.
She's a member of Finland's Trees of Eternity.
What?
No.
Isn't that where one of the Jordan brothers or those idiots that trashed Scottsdale, they got
the
lost
Logan,
in that
the Paul.
Oh, the Paul? Logan. The Paul brothers?
They got lost in that Finland forest?
No, that was in Japan. Did she die of cancer or boredom? Because...
This is beautiful. You can find your inner soul if you listen to this long enough.
Somehow or another, I wanted, first time ever in my life, I've wanted to listen to the Style Count.
You'll figure out who you are after listening
Trip
to Aaliyah.
Trip is yelling in his office.
Why is he bashing on them?
He likes the Jam.
Jam.
Is it the Jam or just Jam?
The Jam.
The Jam.
The Jam.
I like the exclamation that Brady threw on that.
The Jam, come on.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot going. VR porn, that's what you buy right now.
John, Oculus Best Buy is sold out. Amazon Prime is 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yep.
I want to beat now.
You might have to go to a store.
I want to beat now, Daddy.
Best Buy is sold out?
Yep.
Oh, you can't even go to a store.
Huh.
crap, John.
Unavailable within 250 miles of the Tempe marketplace.
No kidding. Wow, people are whacking everywhere.
Working it in 360 degrees.
You thought toilet paper. We were having a problem with toilet paper.
Wow, now we know why.
Well, locked down, they sold out.
Stuck to everybody's fingers. Man, oh,
I had
man.
No idea.
Maybe I'll get the PlayStation when I'm practice and then get the Oculus later for when I'm a pro.
Yeah, what do you care?
Man, I don't care.
Burn money.
Get both of them. Get all your options covered. We're going to be at home a lot.
John, small word of warning.
Yeah.
I've done the very thing you are looking for, but you have to be careful, my friend. Once you use it, nothing is ever the same.
I feel like I'm about to get on the Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah.
Is this when you become
Thanks,
addicted
Morpheus.
To it?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. Just read my mind here, Neo. Once you start beating off, nothing is the same. You can take the blue pill, or you can just beat off. I'll beat off. Good luck. You're getting in the rabbit hole.
I don't know if you should do this, man. This is, sounds dangerous.
Sounds fantastic. Disappear from society, covered in my own stuff.
John didn't show up for work today. What happened?
You don't want to find him.
Oculus Rift got him.
You don't want to go into his house and go, oh, God, he's still alive.
He's in a cocoon.
But, oh, my God, he looks like Carol Ann when she came out of the TV. Yuck. Anyway, good luck to that. I'm getting the Oculus. Don't care about any of the other stuff. Paul Weller, I'm going to buy Tripp a birthday present. He's evidently a big Jam fan. We're done there. We got the entertainment drill coming up next. It's 98. There go your hot releases.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.